Re. Additional info session Wednesday for Park Royal Studio Apartments. Dear Editor, the poster I saw on first entering the display room claimed that these units are targeted, at an attainable price range, to young professionals, frontline and service workers. Care aides, retail and early childhood educators do not consider over $2,000 per month to be affordable. Most of these workers, who commute onto the North Shore every day, live with family because they can't afford to live by themselves or need to live with and support family members. So, who might these units be rented to? Perhaps wealthy Whistlerites whose main homes are there, and who'd like a pied-à-terre, convenient to downtown. I believe Larco Investments is considering this development, like the Gateway Towers, as a long-term investment. The company will make its money if the covenant on renting is removed, and then convert the rentals to straight-owned units for sale. Larco is fooling no one with its lip service to the frontline workers, who deserve respect and whom the company is ignorantly belittling by bleating about affordability. Instead, why not talk about subsidized housing in West Vancouver for our frontline workers? And Larco, you know you can afford it, offer to pay for it. Jane Forward, Park Royal Neighborhood, West Vancouver. Editor's note. According to the district, the requirement for the unit's staying rental goes on the property title. While future councils have the discretion to change that, it's not common practice. Dear Editor, this location, like the nearby intersection at Taylor Way and Marine Drive, is situated essentially at the entrance to our community. One can only hope that this new proposed project on Clyde will be far more visually attractive than the two buildings recently built on the former White Spot property. Surely something more architecturally pleasing could have been built there than the two plain Jane buildings we actually got. West Van Council should take a hard look at the proposed design of this new project and any further projects planned for this critical area. If the developer needs inspiration, it is suggested that there are a number of reasonably attractive high-rise buildings just completed at the new Lionsgate Village at Capilano Road, just a short walk away. Please let us have no repetition of the dreary White Spot buildings. Derek Cave, West Vancouver. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.